Tom, can we start the show now?
Bob, I've got some preventive maintenance to do in here for a few minutes. Hang on.
Why do you have to do preventive maintenance now, Tom? It's 7:30. It's time for funny stuff.
Well, Bob, it's, you know, in the astrological forecast for today, it says, beware, you may have difficulties in performing your task, and things could go very wrong for you, and so I just want to check things out.
What do you have to do in there?
I got to line the machines and, you know, make sure that the weight on the tone arms is right and all that kind of stuff.
How technical stuff. How long is that going to take?
Not another 5 minutes or so.
Tom, I've absolutely had it. I'm furious. I'm absolutely furious. I mean, this happens.
Well, slow down, Bob. Hey, wait a minute.
Tom, this happens every week.
When is your birthday?
March 2nd.
Fishies. Where are the fishies? Right. Here it is. Pisces. Beware of hostile emotions. You could cause serious physical harm to someone close to you.
See, that was easy. Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour devoted to the art of comedy record, heard every Friday night here on KCRW at 7:30. Tonight, we're going to salute one of the great comedians of our time, Danny Kaye. To try and list his accomplishments would take the entire half hour, would be a totally futile endeavor, but briefly, he's accomplished as a singer, as a dancer, truly one of the most graceful men that ever lived, as an actor. His films are memorable, and most of them are very funny. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Mary Andrew, The Kid from Brooklyn, Up in Arms, let's see, oh, there's my personal favorite, which is The Court Jester. I'm sure I've left out some big ones, but that's just off the top of my head. His records are equally memorable. I grew up with a record of his entitled "Mommy, Give Me a Drink of Water," and a set of 78s that he put out, which were the two biggest hits in my household as a kid, at least. Lately, he has been, I suppose for the last 20 or so years, he's been devoting most of his energy toward working for UNICEF, and it's almost made me wish that I were an underprivileged child in some underdeveloped country so that I could get to see Danny Kaye. As a child, my parents took me to see a one-man show of his in New York, and I still remember it very fondly. He's also accomplished as a Chinese chef. In fact, when I was in college, people would ask me what I wanted to do when I got out of college. I would often answer that I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, but I was certain that I wanted to attain a level of accomplishment that would entitle me to an invitation to Danny Kaye's house for Chinese food, because one is often reading about the list of notables that has enjoyed his cooking. And if you're listening, Danny, my wife and I could make it any time at the drop of a hat. I feel like Calvin Trillin talking about being invited to Oscar de la Renta, but I'm getting far afield here. Let's turn now to Danny Kaye's first major success, which was in a Broadway show entitled Lady in the Dark. And he only had one number in the show, I think, but it brought the house down every night. And within the course of this number, you will hear him reel off the names of 50 Russian composers in 38 seconds. So here it is. The show is entitled Lady in the Dark, and the song is entitled Tchaikovsky.
Ladies and gentlemen, I take pride in introducing the greatest show on earth, Liza Elliott's gargantuan three-ring circus, featuring for the first time the captivating and tantalizing Liza Elliott, the woman who cannot make up her mind.
Order in the courtroom.
Ah, the charges against Liza Elliott.
Whereas
Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind about the Easter cover or the circus cover. Secondus.
Secondus.
Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind whether she is marrying Kendall Nesbitt or not. Moreover. Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind as to the kind of woman she wants to be, the executive or the enchantress.
And inasmuch as in a world where tumult and turmoil reign, these indecisions of Liza Elliott only add to the confusions of an already, as indicated, confused world. Therefore, be it resolved that Liza Elliott be brought to trial and be made to make up her mind. I should like to introduce that fearless witness, Kendall Nesbitt.
Yay!
Mr. Nesbitt, you are divorcing your wife so you can be free to marry the defendant. Isn't that so?
Yes, sir.
You were led to believe the defendant would marry you when, as, and if.
Yes, sir.
But now she refuses to make up her mind.
Yes, sir.
You gave her the best years of your life, and yet she refuses to be your wife.
Yes, sir.
He gave her the best years of his life. She was, shall we call it, his mistress. 'Twas only for her he's divorcing his wife, and now the man's in a distress. The mister who once was the master of a two would make of his mistress his missus. But he's missed out on a missus, for the mistress is through. What a mess of a mishmash this is. You know, I like that music. Who wrote it?
Tchaikovsky!
Tchaikovsky? I love Russian composers. There's Malachevsky, Rubinstein, Arensky, Yenchakovsky, Sapelnikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnik, Krizhinovsky, Godovsky, Atabuchov, Moniusko, Akimenko, Soloviev, Prokofiev, Priyomkin, Goroschenko. There's Grinkler, Winkler, Bortniatsky, Rebekov, and Yinsky. There's Metter, Balakirov, Zolotarev, and Kosinski. And Sokolov, and Kopolov, Dukhansky, and Kranovsky. And Shostakovich, Borodin, Gliera, Novikovsky. There's Liadov, and Karganov, Barkevich, Panchenko. And Dargumisky, Chervachevsky, Ryabin, Vasilenko. Stravinsky, Rimsky, Kosakov, Kuchorsky, and Grachaninov, and Glazunov, and Cesar, Kalinikov, Stravinsky and Gretchaninov, Rumshinsky and Rachmaninov. I really ought to stop. The subject has been broken. Paninov,
Stravinsky,
Gretchaninov,
Rumshinsky,
Rachmaninov.
I better stop because we feel we all have undergone enough.
Yes, that was from Lady in the Dark. The number was called Tchaikovsky. And I hope some of you were lucky enough to see Danny recreate that number in a special on PBS entitled Musical Comedy Tonight, which was hosted by Danny's wife, Sylvia Fine, which brings us to the next pair of numbers that we'll hear. Sylvia Fine wrote many of Danny Kaye's best numbers from his movies. And according to the liner notes of this album, the very first number that they worked up together is this, entitled Anatole of Paris.
It all began when I was born a month too soon. I'm always frightened by a runaway saloon. Pa was forced to be a hobo because he played the oboe, and the oboe, it is clearly understood, is an ill wind that no one blows good. I'll never forget the morning that Grandpa ate the awning to impress a pretty lady who went for men that were shady. Then Uncle Josiah let the great Frisco fire ran off to Hawaii with the O'Leary cow, which his loving wife resented and thereupon invented a rolling pin that strikes and then says, "How?" And I'm the result of the twisted eugenics of this family of inbred schizophrenics, the end of a long, long line of bats. I design women's hats. I'm Anatole of Paris, I shriek with chic. My hat of the week caused 6 divorces, 3 runaway horses. I'm Anatole of Paris, my small frou-frous make heady news from Fifth Avenue casements to all back basements. Let me get my paw on a little piece of straw, and voila, a chapeau at $60 a throw. It's how I pull and chew on it. The little things I do on it. Like placing yards of lacing or a bicycle bill for two on it. The little ones, the big ones, the sat on by a pig ones, the foolish ones that perch, and the ghoulish ones that lurch. The one called whiskey sour, designed for the cocktail hour. A little snip of potato chip and a trifle of the Eiffel Tower. I'm Anatole of Paris, I must design. I'm just like wine. I go to your head. Give me thread and a needle. I itch, I twitch to stitch. I'm a glutton for cutting, for putting with the button. To snip and block, nip and tuck, fix and trim, crown and brim, coat that's a bod, and a nip to that's a veil. And to look Paris, I cannot vex the daffy sex. They've worn shrubs from the prairie, tubs from the dairy. They learn to wear the stern of the Queen Mary. And why do I sew each new chapeau with a style they must look positively grim in? Strictly between us, entre nous, I hate women.
Manic Depressive Pictures present Hello, Fresno, goodbye. Produced by Are You Manic and directed by Depressive.
Now you know the name of the picture and you'd like to see it. But no.
Screenplay by Gluck, from a stage play by Motz, from a story by Blip, from a chapter by Ronk, from a sentence by Dopes, from a comma by Stokes, from an idea by Gropes, based on a Joe Miller's jokes.
Now you know the name of the picture and who wrote it, and you'd still like to see it. But no. Art direction, Finkel Puff Interiors, Minerva Puff Photography, Alonzo Tech Recorded, Sound as Needle, Backup Holstery by Zachary, Nick Knackery by Thackeray, Tripsickery by Dickery, and Dickery by Doc.
Now finally at last, comes the picture. And what do we see?
The same old beautiful Corvus girls.
The opening scene is a ranch in Fresno, California. So what are they singing?
When it's cherry blossom time in Orange, New Jersey, we'll make a peach of a pear. I know we can't elope, so honey, do be mine. And if
up from the gulch rides a hunk of man, he is our hero, Cowboy Dan, a galloping, yodeling buckaroo. His horse, of course, is a baritone, too. I've got the wagon wheels inside of me. I've got that old cactus in the hide of me. I've got that.
The girls are delighted to hear this. But where is our heroine? As the bell rings for lunch, we find our heroine in the corral, eating her heart out. She is Mary Swann, tap-dancing daughter of an American juggling act who left her on the doorstep of an old English castle where she was found by Sir Basil Metabolism, who said, "By Jove, a girl, baby! I shall raise her as my own daughter," which he did. But she wants to tap-dance a Cowboy Dan who she met on this trip and who was love at first sight, wants to marry her so she can tap-dance, but she knows Sir Basil will never permit this. Never, never, never!
That's why she's eating her heart out.
But through her tears, she is singing a happy little song, because she is also a coloratura soprano.
She is beside herself. Her favorite position.
Oh, Father, you must let me marry Cowboy Dan. He owns the biggest ranch in Texas, bar none.
Bar none? Well, that's the password of the FBI. It can't be. No, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, it can't be. But it was.
He rushes to Mary Swann. Mary Swann, you must help me out. Can you tap out a message in code? This is her big chance. Now she can tap dance, which she does. But what has she done? She has betrayed her own father. But he isn't her father.
Hier ist Heinrich, mein Schluck, mein rotes Flömen, heidende Glube, der ölsige Schmerzen, behassen, geulde Helme, der Helme, der Flomene, geplange, der Ölze und Ulmene, es knallt mit der Ölzen, der Grunde, Ölzen, der Hals, mir geheul, Elmini, Hölpel. The dangerous German spy. Stick up your hands, you dirty ratten, cowardice, bright and eight and blad. So, the FBI finally captured the German spy. Dan and Mary are about to blend. You think the picture's about to end? But now. Who ever heard of a musical picture without Carmelita Pepita, the Bolivian bombshell? I wish you would come with me to my little village in Bolivia. So peaceful there are the purple mountains with the lovely mist and the shining stars. And the little people who live so simple and quiet. And every night, all they want to do is
grab a partner, swing away, a cherry blossom, lime, and orange, and jay. Grab him by the teeth and swing him by the hair, and you will make a peach of a pear, oh, grab.
So here we are back in Fresno, California. And this is where you came in. But do not fret, my friend.
This is a picture that ends in the middle for the benefit of the people who came in the middle. This is the end.
From, I believe, the motion picture Up in Arms, that was Sylvia Fine's number entitled The Lobby Number, with, of course, our featured artist tonight, Danny Kaye. Danny Kaye recorded a set of 78s for the Columbia label, which was one of the biggest selling albums of 78s. It was 5 78s in a booklet. And it contained his memorable renditions of Anatole of Paris, which we just heard, Minnie the Moocher, and this, which is a novelty number by George and Ira Gershwin entitled The Babbitt and the Bromide.
A Mr. Smythe met a Mr. Jones on the avenue one day.
These strange Americans do talk in a most peculiar way.
They both were solid citizens, they both had been around.
And as they spoke, you clearly saw their feet were on the ground.
Hello.
How are you?
How's the folks?
What's new?
I'm great.
That's good.
Ha ha.
Not good.
Well, well.
What say?
How you been?
Nice day.
How's Trix?
What's new?
That's fine.
How are you?
Nice weather we are having, but it gives me such a pain. I've taken my umbrella, so of course it doesn't rain.
I ho.
That's life.
What's new?
How's the wife?
Got to run.
Oh, man.
Ta-ta.
Oh,
goodbye. 10 years went quickly by for both these substantial men.
And then it happened that one day they chanced to meet again. That they had both developed in 10 years, there was no doubt. And so, of course, they had an awful lot to talk about.
Hello.
How are you?
How's the folks?
What's new?
I'm great.
That's good.
Ha ha.
Not good.
Well, well.
What's say?
How you been?
Nice day.
How's Trix?
What's new?
That's fine.
How are you?
I'm sure I know your face, but I just can't recall your name. Well, how you been, old boy? You're looking just about the same.
I ho.
That's life.
What's new?
How's the wife?
Got to run.
Oh, man.
Ta-ta.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Before they met again, some 20 years they had to wait. This time it happened up above inside St. Peter's Gate. A harp one was carrying and both were wearing wings. And this is what they said as they were strumming on the strings.
Hello.
How are you?
How's it going?
What's new?
I'm great.
That's good.
Ha ha.
That's good.
Well, well.
What's new?
How you been?
Nice thing.
How's Rick?
What's new?
That's fine.
How are you?
You've grown a little stouter since I saw you last I met. You must come over someday and we'll have a little drink. I hope.
That's right.
What's new?
How's the bike?
Got to run.
Oh, my.
That's our other goodbye.
I mentioned before a record which I had as a child, and I still think, I know I've given it as a present to parents of young children, and I think it's one of the best records for kids that ever was, and you can still find it. It's entitled Mommy, Give Me a Drink of Water. It was out of print for an awful long time, and I was so excited when I finally found a new copy of it, because mine had almost worn completely through. Throughout this entire record, Danny sings as a five-year-old child, and I must say he's more like a five-year-old child than most five-year-old children that I've known. They're wonderful songs by Milton Schaefer and beautiful orchestrations by Gordon Jenkins. Here's the title song, Mommy, Give Me a Drink of Water.
Drink of water. No, now, not later, now. Mommy, what are you doing? I want to tell you something. First come and then I'll tell you. It's a secret. It's about Willie and the teacher, and he called him a stupid dope. Mommy, do you hear me? Give me a drink of water. Mommy, turn the light on. I can't see. The chair's moving. There's a funny animal on the wall. You coming, Ma? There's an aeroplane in the room and it's flying all around. It's flying in my head.
Mommy, Mommy, give me a drink of water.
See, Moore's mother always gives him water, he told me. And sometimes his mother lets him get it himself. And that crazy Barbara in school today, she scratched me. It hurts too. You want to see it, Ma? I need a bandage it up.
Mommy, oh, Mommy, tell me a story. The one about the king who lived in the woods. And he killed a wicked dragon with his magic sword. That's the one I like. Tell me that one. Tell me, Mommy, tell me.
I'm gonna tell Daddy you're not a good mommy. You never listen to me. You bad, naughty mommy.
Mommy, give me a drink of water. Give me a cookie too. Turn the light on. Tell me a story. The one about the, you know, Mommy. Tell me a drink of water.
that crazy Barbara, boy, is she a pest. In school she leans all over me and copies from my test. She got the desk behind me and pokes me with her toes. And every time I turn around, she wrinkles up her nose. Yesterday, practically in front of the whole class, she blurted out, "Hello, Moo Moo. Hello, Moo Moo. What does she have to go and call me Moo Moo for? Just because she heard my mother call me it? My name is Maurice." Ooh, that crazy Barbara always asking where I've been. I wish that she'd butt out for once instead of butting in. I went swimming up the creek and I had nothing on. And when I looked back on the shore, all my clothes were gone. At first I thought it was the fellas, and then I recognized her voice, and she was up in a tree, and she was yelling, "Stuck in the water, stuck in the water." She thinks she's as good as a boy, and she couldn't even climb all the way on her top. She'd like to be on my team, but she can't play at all. Cause if I ever threw her one, she'd never see the ball. And what if Alvin Schmouder likes the way she looks? I'd like to see him catch me carrying her books. I wish I didn't have to be her husband in a play. Cause when I have to kiss her, all the guys will say, "Moo Moo loves Barbara, Moo Moo loves Barbara." Ooh, that crazy Barbara, I hate that crazy Barbara. And I'll never marry her. What do I say? Well, thank you very much for the underwear. There. Now what do I write? I always love underwear. And mommy says when I get skates, how warm I'll feel skating. All my friends go skating. Seymour, my cousin who's 10, fell down the stairs today. Tell Uncle Harry to have a Merry Christmas. Love and kisses, skates.
I mean,
Stevie.
So the moral of that story is don't give kids underwear as presents. Give them a copy of this record. It's called Mommy, Give Me a Drink of Water. It's on the Capitol label. I think they'll cherish it as much as I did when I was a kid. And, I'm sorry, I didn't get time to play Danny Kaye's tribute to the Dodgers. I did play that in my baseball special, though. Danny Kaye, as some of you may know, at least at one time was part owner of the Seattle Mariners. Truly well-rounded, young-at-heart entertainer. And let's see, the address, if you want to send me requests, comments, invitations to Danny Kaye's house for Chinese dinner or whatever, is Bob Claster, C-L-A-S-T-E-R, Funny Stuff, KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. Next week's program is David Steinberg. Apologies to Isabel Holt for running into her program by about a minute or two. Sorry, Isabel. Let's see. I hope you're listening to Leonard Wibberly's short stories Thursdays at 3:20. I think they're charming. And that'll do it. This is your host, Bob Claster, reminding you to keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.